Welcome to the Avaya podcast featuring highlights from Business Continuity and Communications for Dummies, Avaya Limited Edition. This podcast explains why a business continuity and disaster recovery plan is in the best interest of your business and will help you understand what needs to go into your plan and how you can best put one together. Throughout this podcast, you will hear sound effects like this, alerting you to helpful tips, reminders, technical information, warnings, or case studies. After the conclusion of this podcast, please visit avaya.com/podcasts to download the complete guide. Now, let's explore business continuity and communications. Business Continuity and Disaster Recovery, or BCDR, is the formal study of how to make sure your business can keep up and running no matter what happens. It's a multidisciplinary response to a problem that can come at you from many directions. So, let's take a closer look at the six groups of business processes that make up BCDR. 1. Business continuity processes aim to keep an enterprise operational in spite of potentially damaging incidents. The assumption here is that business continues and does not actually stop as a result of an incident. 2. Business recovery processes assist an enterprise in recovering from an actual incident. They are what must happen if the business did actually stop and its operations must be recovered and restarted. 3. Crisis management processes not only deal with disruptions, but also settle an incident as it's happening and minimize the ill effects. Every disaster is indeed a crisis, but not every crisis is a disaster. 4. Disaster management processes address the problems associated with specific disasters. Events such as hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, explosions, executive assassinations, that are far more severe than a mere crisis. Crisis management and disaster management sound similar, but it's a difference in scale. A building totally destroyed by a fire would be a disaster. A crashed server with a reasonably decent backup is a crisis until the data is brought up to speed. But a crashed server that holds critical data that is not backed up could easily be a disaster. 5. Disaster recovery processes bring the business back to life after an actual incident, address the effects of the incident, and seek to fix the problems it actually inflicted on the enterprise. 6. Emergency planning processes aim at comprehensive preparedness for a bad situation when it occurs. The goal is readiness and preparedness rather than real-time response and recovery. Put this all together and you have a two-part imperative. Business continuity is about maintaining the capabilities and data that your business needs to be durable and effective. Disaster recovery is about being appropriately prepared to bounce back from a real-world hit. Taken together as BCDR, they're about doing what it takes to stay in business despite disruptions. When a crisis hits, BCDR is more about action than talk. Between crises, it's about knowing how to prepare. And since most problems are best addressed with some form of communications, we want to ensure that communications are always at the ready. You cannot simply write a BCDR plan and then put it on the shelf. Paper that just sits there will still be sitting there when the gunk hits the fan. A BCDR plan, when done properly, is dynamic and complex. It's comprehensive and tightly focused. It's an ongoing work in progress with no clear beginning or end. When you undertake the challenge of BCDR, you will indeed be challenged. If you're going to be the white knight of BCDR, you can expect never to run out of dragons. Plan accordingly. Chief among the weapons to use against the dragons of disaster are your communications resources. A communications resource is any aspect of a system that contributes clarity and efficiency to the process of communications. A communications resource can be any kind of endpoint, such as radio, satellite, ISDN, cellular, wireless, IP analog, or digital phone. A company should evaluate their communications resources, then choose what is best for their situation. Those who don't have a clue about their technology simply have to hire someone to hold their hand through the process. A perfect example of a recommended communication resource is Avaya's SIP, which stands for Session Initiation Protocol. SIP is a way of getting lots of different devices to trade information efficiently. Avaya's SIP integrates multiple devices that employees, customers, and vendors use, such as cell phone, desk phone, PC, PDA, and integrates them seamlessly. Aside from the increased efficiency and productivity that results naturally from such integration, imagine how that integrated system can help get your business through a crisis. Avaya uses system integration as a catalyst for the next phase, open communications over the Internet, using, of course, heavy-duty encryption and Internet protocol. SIP is an interoperable protocol. You can use it to connect products from multiple vendors, which creates new possibilities for system flexibility. That's especially handy for multi-service networks. Organizations can make best-of-breed picks from a variety of vendors to create a seamless, converged communications network. Here's an instant advantage. As a growing number of enterprise leaders consider organization-wide migration to converged communications, voice over IP in particular, most test the waters one application at a time. Do baby steps first. Initially, the savings anticipated from voice over IP include improved business continuity, bypassing phone company tolls, and ease of administration when the business has to grapple with moves, additions to the system, and other such changes. These days, the increased deployment and integration flexibility that voice over IP offers makes migration to converged communications even more attractive in a wide range of enterprise environments. You may find this case study interesting. As one of the busiest airports in the United States, San Francisco International Airport has a staff of 30,000 and annual passenger counts of more than 32 million. Those who depend on the airport comprise three basic groups: travelers, airline and tenant personnel, and the Transportation Security Administration. Each of these groups has its own special needs, but the one overwhelming need that is common to all is dependable communications that are up and running at all times. Travelers want speed of service, comfort, wireless network access, and good cell phone signals. If they can't get these at San Francisco Airport, two other airports close by offer serious competition. In 2003, the San Francisco Airport was named the most tech-friendly airport in America by the Consumer Electronics Association in their annual passenger survey. The airport is now looked at as a business, and not just a location to travel to and from. This elevates the importance of business continuity and other aspects of emergency preparedness. To guarantee a level of service on an ongoing basis required a consummate expert in the communications field. So the San Francisco Airport chose Avaya, which had provided a new phone system several years earlier. Avaya evaluated the total network picture and the full communications package that would be required to support airlines, police, travelers, and concessionaires and their network needs. Avaya conducted business continuity assessments in two primary areas. First, the airport's network systems, and then they did an assessment of security systems. Both assessments were methodically done, leaving no stone unturned. The airport received a detailed inventory of all their complex equipment, including an assessment of the wires and how they were run. Avaya then performed a business continuity evaluation, identifying what was really vulnerable and ranking everything that was critical for survival as a world-class airport. The Avaya assessments were so highly detailed, they ended up identifying every piece of equipment in every cabinet and ranking it. Airport management reported that the Avaya business continuity and system security assessments provided a look into airport operations that now allows them to better prioritize expenditures and investments. Over 1 million businesses worldwide rely on Avaya solutions and services to enhance value, improve productivity, and gain competitive advantage. As you read through the rest of the guide, you'll gain a deeper appreciation of business continuity and emergency preparedness. In addition to learning how to get started, you'll learn the top 10 reasons why you should develop a business continuity plan. Thank you for listening to the Avaya podcast edition of Business Continuity in Communications for Dummies. For greater insight, more tips and warnings, and more coverage of the topic, download the full guide at avaya.com/podcasts.